disappointing game, disappointing anytime you don't come out with the outcome that you want, that you work for. I thought we had a good plan going in. We had the opportunity to make some plays. And when I say make plays, it's everyone. Whether it's make a block, make a tackle, make a catch, make a call. It's everyone's involved when it comes to that because, everyone is involved when you win games. Everyone's involved when you lose games. And that's it's plain and simple the way it is. So, we got to be able to sustain and continue to play four quarters, regardless of what the scoreboard says. And we'll watch the tape and quick turnaround with the get in late and quick turnaround to get ready to, and play next weekend. But the biggest thing is we got to take the mistakes, make the corrections. Be able to move to the, through tomorrow and get those things cleaned up and then be able to put it behind us and move on to the next game. But, it's a disappointing loss, anytime you don't come out on top. That's what you work for. So, again, take some of the positives that we had and be able to build on those. But, at the end of the day, there's some things we got to really continue to get better at. So, with that, open for any questions.
Okay. Go ahead.
What was the explanation for the chain thing? I've never seen that, and it was always seemed to happen after you guys had an explosive play.
I'm not sure. They were breaking.
Did you actually see it? Or?
Yeah, they were right there. They were on our side, right next to us. So, it's a chain. And there's, I don't know. It broke, and they brought new ones. So, but they broke.
Have you seen that before ever as a coach?
No, not that I can recall.
What was the decision to go for the fake punt?
What was the thinking there? Yeah, we had an aggressive game plan. We wanted to be aggressive. We knew that was a time where we had the call we wanted. Obviously we'll check the injury report and see how David is. But at that point, he was not able to continue to go. So it was a combination of a planned thing that we felt like was there. I still believe it was there. We'll watch the tape and see. But no, that was and then the combination of that with, the punter, it was a no-brainer at that point.
Jackson.
They were up 18 with about a minute left, and instead of running the clock out, they scored. Do you feel that was running up the score?
No, you play football. You play football to score and to stop people. That's why you play, regardless of who's in the game or not in the game. I mean, our job on defense is to, is to stop people. Our job on offense is to score, and job on special teams is to be able to control the field position.
Okay.
Brad, I asked you this week about playing clean football, and particularly the first half, I imagine there were things that happened that you weren't excited about as far as discipline and execution and playing clean. You had a block, field goal, every touchdown that could come. I'm curious, what were your thoughts about that in particular?
Yeah, it's what I said earlier. It's that when it comes down, and really the best thing you can ask for in the game of football is a one-on-one, and and you got to execute those one-on-ones, and that's the challenge we give to the guys all the time. And look, everyone thinks, well, there's a ball that was dropped, but it's making a block, it's defeating your man one-on-one in a pass rush, it's. Executing, the cadence, the snap, I mean, all those things. So it really comes down to the, everyone executing one-on-ones and, being able to make the play when it's everyone's time. And like I said, when I say that, I mean, make a play, make a call. It's all of us. So all of us have to continue to get better and grow from it.
You mentioned kind of making the plays and whatnot. You had a lot of opportunities, as we mentioned, in the first half, and you also had some kind of adversity with the block and whatnot. How do you feel like your team kind of responded to that? And kind of, you talked a lot about mental toughness and that type of thing. How do you feel like they progressed kind of along those lines?
Yeah, I think we've made a lot of progress. A lot of progress. I mean, it's you have a block kick and it goes down. Well, you're able to come back, move the ball down the field, and keep the ball out of their offense's hands, and we got to finish in the red area. Bottom line, we got to finish when we get down there. I think we had two opportunities when we got down there, and weren't able to come out, getting what we wanted and getting points. And you're you get behind in the field position battle with a block kick, obviously, and lose the points. But then, you know, to be able to, you know, hold them on defense, you know, at different times and get those, get the momentum back and cut it, you know, to one score game. I mean, that's what you're asking for. There's going to be ebbs and flows, and thing challenge the players before the game was to, you know, weather the storms, weather the up and downs, and you know, for a large portion, I thought they did, you know, and the ebbs and flows kept going, you know, swinging one way or the other, and you know, we got to capture that momentum and be able to capitalize on it by, you know, by finishing the entire game.
Time for a couple more, Keller.
Defensively, it seemed like there was still some explosives, and particularly when they got to the second level. Is there anything in particular you've seen in terms of, is it just not getting enough pass rush and they're having to cover too long? Is it just guys making guys miss or miss tackles?
Yeah, a combination of everything. You know, like I said, it's, you know, I'm not going to single out one person and say, or, you know, this person's got to do this. It's collective effort, you know, when you win and lose. So, I mean, it's everyone. You know, does an explosive happen if you affect the quarterback quicker? Well, I mean, it goes hand in hand. Does the explosive happen if you keep the ball on offense and you don't turn it back over to them on downs? You know, it's the whole thing that's involved when you look at that. We look at it as, you know, it is a team game, and how, you know, we work during the week of, you know, all three phases complementing and playing together. And so, look, you know, if they're not on the field at that time, you know, the offense has the ball. So, you know, that's the way we look at it.
Anything else? Chad, if you want to wrap us up.
I know 1-2 is not what you want, but you still feel confident this team is moving and progressing in the right direction?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you know, look, you know, 1-2 is what it is, you know, but we've got a conference opponent coming up next week, and, you know, we've got to, you know, got to go on the road again and take the things we've learned that we will learn tomorrow from this game and put it behind us, man. We got a lot of football to go play, and, you know, this team's built to, you know, we talk about playing one play at a time and playing one game at a time, and that's what it is. And when this is over, it's over, and you got to move on to the next one. That's the, you know, resiliency you got to see, and we got to have out of this team.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Go Jackets.